USA Radio News.
The death toll continued to rise on Tuesday after at least 51 undocumented immigrants were found dead in a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas. Another 16 were found alive in the trailer and taken to the hospital in unknown conditions. San Antonio Police Department Chief William McManus clarified the refrigerator in the tractor trailer was not functioning. In addition, the trailer did not contain drinkable water. Retail chains nationwide started limiting the morning after pill Plan B amid an increase in demand following the Supreme Court's return of abortion regulations to the states. Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid still have the limits in place as of Tuesday, with CVS announcing they'd remove the limit as sales reportedly returned to normal, according to CNBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and business partner will spend the next two decades behind bars.
Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse underage girls. One of her victims, Elizabeth Stein, was in the courtroom as Maxwell, dressed in prison blue scrubs, heard her fate. Prosecutors had wanted Maxwell to be sentenced to between 30 and 55 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. health officials are expanding the group of people recommended to get vaccinated against the monkeypox virus. They also say they're providing more monkeypox vaccine, working to expand testing, and taking other steps to try to get ahead of the outbreak. As of Tuesday, the U.S. had identified 306 cases in 27 states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Airbnb on Tuesday announced it would officially ban parties in its short-term rental properties. The San Francisco company said it was officially codifying a rule that was temporarily put in place in August 2020 and that the policy has been successful. Reports of parties at listed properties are down 44% from 1 year ago. Hunter Biden's laptop continues to reveal more secrets. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
I just want to talk to you. I thought the article released it online. It's going to be printed tomorrow. The Times was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery.
The U.S. merchandise trade deficit narrowed in May to its smallest this year as exports rose to a record. Commerce Department data released Tuesday showed the shortfall shrank 2.2% to $104.3 billion last month. And a 101-year-old German man will spend 5 years in prison for his role as a Nazi guard at a concentration camp. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.